This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You know, this is our weekend.
It's a weekend.
The weekend. The weekend. The weekend.
Give it up for the weekend.
Please welcome The Weeknd.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Finally here. It's Friday. Congratulations. You made it. Getting ready to start a nice weekend. A lot coming up. Weather decent. May have some rain, but still, 2 days to do what you want to do. And we're going to be all over the place this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me about it, Dale.
Parker McCollum tonight at the White Oak Amphitheater. Then tomorrow, Touch a Truck in Kernersville with the newly washed Big Bad Wolf Truck.
I think it's the first time all year it's actually had a bath.
You know, you may be, that may not be an exaggeration. No. I'm pretty sure it hasn't been washed this year yet.
No, not at all.
And that pollen is all over everything, as you can imagine. I don't know what it is about that truck, but everything sticks to that.
It's got to be the wrap or whatever, yeah.
Everything just sticks to it. But yeah, supposedly it's full of fuel and it's freshly washed.
Let's roll then.
It's too dark for me to tell right now, but I'll check it later.
I was rushing in here. I was like, oh, I'll look later.
Start Friday out with a little Megan Maroney.
I bet one of his friends that my name's don't want to go.
I don't know that I would want to be out with L. King and Miranda Lambert and them drunk and not wanting to go home. That might be a little much for me.
I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't mind being the mother friend in that situation. Only in that one with people drunk and not wanting to go home. I'd be the mother friend in that situation.
Yeah, guys, let's regroup.
Y'all want to go to Waffle House? Let's go to Waffle House, okay? You can stay drunk at Waffle House.
Man, there ain't nothing like a breakfast like that at like 2 in the morning.
Absolutely.
I love me a breakfast like that. And I mean everything. I don't mean just a waffle.
Give me the all-star, baby. I want it all.
The whole shebang. I'm going to start out with that waffle and then continue on. Good morning to you. It is 6:10. We're glad you're listening this morning. Normally, we're just talking about the weekend, but we got a lot coming next week here on the Wake Up and the World Show.
We can't even keep up with it.
So after we get through the Parker McCollum show and then the Touch the Truck, and then we roll back around to Monday, we have Kenny Chesney tickets all week next week. Kenny Chesney ticket.
But not just that. We have more Bulls, Bands, and Barrels tickets.
Yep.
We have gift cards to Smoothie King.
And?
What am I missing? I know there's one more thing.
I think you're missing Oliver Anthony.
And Oliver Anthony. Yes. Oh, my gosh. And then we're leading into next weekend where there is Oliver Anthony. Kenny Chesney's going to be at Bank of America. And we've got Bulls, Bands, and Barrels at the LJVM.
So, yeah, busy weekend coming, busy weekend coming up, busy week coming up, and then another busy weekend the following.
It's a busy season.
Yeah, you can tell you're already into that summertime. You know, summertime temperatures got here early, too. It was 88 yesterday afternoon.
I felt it, that's for sure.
Nate Smith, Bulletproof Now on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Usually, so neon light.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:24. Time to get up and get ready for the weekend. Congratulations, you made it. Tonight, to start things off, Parker McCollum at the White Oak Amphitheater.
And I got my hands on, well, what I would consider it's a set list, but it's not one of those ones you just Google on the internet where people have posted it. So I don't know how necessarily true it is, but I thought, what a cool way. You know how everybody always listens to the artists before they go out there? Apple has a category where they create a set list based off these major tours. So Parker having the Burn It Down tour, I'm assuming that these probably follow suit to what he'll be playing, plus the hits he has. But what a great way to load in some songs before you go, because I always am jamming to whatever artist I'm going to see that night. So here's what Apple Music has put together as the set list for Parker McCollum's Burn It Down tour. To Be Loved By You, of course. Wait Outside, Meet You in the Middle, Drinking, Why Indiana, Don't Blame Me, I Can't Breathe, Rest of My Life, Speed, Young Man's Blues, Burn It Down, Things I Never Told You, Hell of a Year, Like a Cowboy Stoned, I Ain't Going Nowhere, Tales I Lose, Handle on You, Pretty Heart, and Hurricane. Now, I'm sure they're not in the order of them, but it's about 20 songs right here, about an hour and 13 minutes of music. Which is great for your tailgate, but also what I'm hoping will be the bulk of the set list of his show tonight. I might do some more deep diving and see if there's one on the interwebs somewhere.
I'm sure somebody who's been to a show has posted or at least what it was at their show.
Yeah.
Some people keep it the same. Some people rotate it around.
I did it last time for Sam Hunt. We looked it up. It was almost to a T, like the exact order and everything of Sam Hunt. So I like when they do that. I don't know. I like to know what songs are coming up. Yeah, and what I want to stick around for in case it's late.
It's also easy for them to stay organized while they're putting the show on. You know, they know what to expect. Wait a minute, they change the set list tonight? No, we don't change it.
Yeah.
Stay the same.
That's how we get to run a show here, bud.
Don't panic. That's when we know what button to push. Time to get up. Ooh, yeah. Hey, would you like to touch a truck? Would you like to touch the Big Bad Wolf truck? Well, you know what? You're going to get to do that this weekend.
It's so exciting. I love Touch a Truck. It's always been a fun event to go out and enjoy and take your kid out to, because, of course, it's free. But now we get to actually work it with the Wolf truck, which is exciting. And so Kiwanis Club of Kernersville puts it on. It's from 10 to 2 tomorrow. It's at the John Deere in Kernersville off North Park Drive. This is the third one they've done with the Kiwanis Touch a Truck. And there's more than 4,000 people supposed to attend this. And like I said, I've gone the last 2 years. It's always, I mean, for me, it's a reunion. I see everybody and their brother.
I'm sure you do.
You know, being the Queen of Kernersville. But they'll have 40-plus vehicles. And it's, you know, you can touch them, honk the horns in them. Like, literally, that is the theme there. You hear, beep.
Blast the siren on the police car.
Whoop, whoop. Like, you hear all these things constantly. And the Kiwanis Club of Kernersville is going to give a free book to each kid that's attending, which we love a book. Love to read. And every dollar raised at the event will go straight to enriching the lives of Kernersville's children and neighboring communities through the Kiwanis Club. So it is a free event, but you can donate. There's sponsorships from people. And then you'll have stuff like, I think they'll have some Chick-fil-A out there and some other stuff. But we're going to be there, and we'll have some music playing off our little speaker, and you can climb inside the Wolf truck or honk the horn or take a picture with it or just say hey.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. So come on out and join us. Kernersville tomorrow, Touch a Truck, John Deere dealership. And yes, we cleaned the truck.
Yeah, it's clean now. No pollen.
Today's top three.
Now, you know the birthday queen is going to find the coolest ways to have birthday parties. And I happened to stumble across in one of my mom groups, someone who works for Lowe's Foods, I guess does marketing or something with them. She says you can book a birthday party at Lowe's Foods now. If they're the newly renovated ones and they have the community table. She said most everywhere that's been remodeled has the community table.
Yeah, the one I go to has it.
Yeah. And so for $120, which if you've ever priced out a child's birthday party.
That's cheap as it gets.
That is literally as cheap as you get. It's for up to 12 kids, $120 at your local Lowe's Foods. They have multiple party packages. And some people were like, that's weird. I don't think so. I love something different. So
their,
if your kid likes
their cakery is delicious.
I'm telling you, I know Frank. He would love a grocery store birthday party, okay? And then they have options for this, like party packages. You can make your own pizzas. You can do, they call it the birdie bash, where you have like a whole fried chicken meal. You can do a tea lightful tea party. They'll let you do a tour of, or like a whole little adventure tour of the store. There's seasonal craft parties that you can do. They're basically open for anything. You can get your cake from there. You can get your flowers from there. You can get your balloons from there. They've got everything handled for you. It's not just for children, though. They do private events for adults as well. Now, you could do an adult birthday party, I'm sure, but they also have wine and cheese pairings, adult tea parties, the smokehouse tapas and taps, where you get a five-course tapas dinner, beers and brats, cake decorating 101, and floral design and wine.
Maybe they should try advertising this.
I am doing it for them right now.
Yeah, they're getting it free. What they're getting.
I know. But I thought, how cool is that? So
somebody in sales right now is going, what are you doing?
I know. You should have told me about this first. I'm sorry. But yes, very cool birthday party stuff. If you're looking for something to do, could be a little different. I don't know. I thought it was interesting. And so that's what the top three is for. Rolling into number two on my top three for today. We talked about this last year. It was the first year it happened in Forsyth County, and they're doing it again. And they've got this, Forsyth County Sheriff's Office has this summer job program, helps teenagers find work through the summer and maybe provide, you know, jobs. Last year, it wasn't as big as they wanted it to be, but this year they've got even more places hiring for these teens. It aims to help teenagers 15 years and older get a summer job. And like I said, it went from 8 participating things to quite a bit more than 20 now. And our friend Shelly Whitman, who I used to go to school with her. She helped out here for a while. She's helping to kind of lead the charge on this. And she wants to help, you know, teenagers go to the right path in their lives. The goal is for the program to keep the teens busy, keep them off the streets, have them be productive, and hopefully find a rewarding career that could be, you know, the rest of your life kind of career. And so they said that any local business with a team willing to teach could still join in on this. The process is easy. Parents just contact the sheriff's office. The team will find a business that matches the teen's job interest and connects you with them. And so any teenager who wants a job, earn a little extra money, learn a new trade, you know, it's being able to apply and have that on their resume or their application. It shows that they work and that they're responsible for their time. It's a very cool thing. And I wish they had had this when I was 15 because I would have totally done this over the summer. So if you're interested, just contact the local sheriff's department. You can call Shelly 917-7001. But I thought, wow, another cool thing to do in the triad. And then number three for today's top three. Now, I know yesterday we did a little bit of the Annie Camp pick of the week, but it's New Music Friday. Ernest's new album is out. It is killer. I believe it's titled Nashville, Tennessee. He collaborated with quite a few artists on there, from Hardy to Morgan Wallen to, of course, Lainey. If you were listening yesterday, we had the Lainey Wilson song. But this one I thought, a little different, a little cool. It's got the biggest dude in country music right now on it, Jelly Roll. So it's Ernest and Jelly Roll. This one's called I Went to College and I Went to Jail. We got a little peek for you. So we'll have the full song for you around 8:05 this morning if you care to listen in.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Touch a Truck coming up in Kernersville. We're going to do that tomorrow. I have the Big Bad Wolf Truck out there. Andy's going to be there and I'm going to be there. So come on out. We want you to be there too.
Yeah, we're going to get the wolf truck all cleaned up for you to come take a picture with or climb inside, honk the horn, flip the light bar on. From 10 to 2 tomorrow at John Deere Kernersville. That's on North Park Drive in Kernersville. It's the third annual Kiwanis Touch a Truck, and it's a huge event. We see more than 4,000 people out there. I've been out there the past 2 years. 40-plus vehicles. I know last year was fire trucks and like the part bus was there and a dump truck or
police
something.
Police cars, yeah. You know, you can get to see inside of a police car.
Climb inside the back of an ambulance.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. I felt like a kid. And all the horns are honking out there. The sirens are going. Horns are honking constantly. There was an 18-wheeler some kid just kept hitting the horn on last year. It was hilarious. Anyways, and every kid that comes through will get a free book from the Kiwanis Club of Kernersville, and every dollar raised goes back to enriching lives of Kernersville's children and the neighboring communities. So come out and touch a truck tomorrow and hang out with us.
I wonder if the SWAT guy is going to be out there with one of the Bearcats.
Hey, it might be.
They usually bring one of those out. Those are kind of cool.
There's so many cool things out there. My friend, our friends had an HVAC truck out there and an HVAC unit out there for people to check out last year. So, I mean, there's all kinds of different things.
And so many kids love heavy equipment like bulldozers and front-end loaders and backhoes.
And then, of course, it's at John Deere. So what do you expect is going to be out there, right?
Yeah. Be lots of green out there tomorrow. Uh-huh. Absolutely. I wonder if there'll be any John Deere merchandise out there. I wonder. Yeah, I bet there will be. Time to get up. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. It's 7:07. This is Morgan Wallen on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
I don't always wake up in the morning. Oh, that ride.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's 7:26, and it's that time again. It's Friday. New movies come out on Friday, and we have a preview review for you. That's where Annie and I, who are great at judging people and things, take a look at a trailer of a movie we have never seen, and we judge it, and we tell you whether it's going to be good or not. This is a new horror film called Abigail. I will read you the premise of the movie. After a group of criminals kidnap the ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure, they retreat to, of course, an isolated mansion.
Yes.
Unaware that they're locked inside with no normal little girl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
This girl looks to be about, what, 12 or 13?
Yeah, probably.
All right, so 12 or 13, that's the premise. Let's roll the trailer, shall we? Got a ballerina locked inside a cage, a jail cell, little girl like 12 or 13.
Please let me out.
She looks cute, innocent.
I'm scared.
Got She's scared.
Shit. You're really good at pretending to be a little girl.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Quick question. Who's inside a cage right now?
She slammed. hold on. She slings the door of the cell completely off its hinges into the face of the girl who was saying, "You're really good at pretending you're a little girl, aren't you?" She comes out and she's got some guy by the throat now.
What do we know about vampires? How do we kill it?
Crucifixes.
Stake through the heart. Daylight is a big one.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm done. Basically, she's a vampire and it's a whore. And who knows what's going to happen? It's I kind of do.
We split up.
Oh, there's a good one. Here we go. Let's split up. What is all right, wrong
I've
with
seen
people?
Enough. I've
no, let's
enough.
Go a little further. Let's go a little further. Come on. I don't know what she's fallen into
who
there.
Knows? The underworld, probably. It's all
okay. So they're all running from her now.
Of course they are. Terrified. What a star-studded cast this is, though. A lot of jump scares.
A no from me, dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say I probably.
Two.
I don't think I want to see that.
It's a two and a thumbs down.
I'll give it a 3.5.
Half a star out of five.
I wouldn't mind being alone. I wouldn't keep this down.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Happy Friday to you at 7:35. What a Caitlin Clark, who played for Iowa, who was the number one draft pick in the WNBA, and she's, if you don't know who she is, you haven't had the TV on the last year. She was picked first round. She's going to be playing for the Indiana Fever, and she will make $76,000 a year to play for the team. Now, people go, what are you talking about? Blah, 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 blah. The problem is WNBA games do not generate revenue. No one goes to these games, you know. It's like going to a high school or college game at a small school. Only the parents and the family are at these games, and they don't generate the revenue. Plus, there's some rules about how they can get paid. But I'll tell you how she's going to get paid. She's about to close a deal for her own shoe and shoe line with Nike that is probably going to be worth, what I'm hearing and seeing, around $20 million.
I gotta say, there's nothing like a dream come true, like a female being able to have her own designer shoe. It doesn't matter.
So, yeah.
And they get paid for it? Absolutely, sir.
About somewhere between $10 and $20 million is what the shoe deal is worth. Official numbers are not out yet, but that's right about where it is.
And, you know, no offense to a queen doing something for herself, but I'm sure there'll be nothing special about these shoes and they'll be overpriced.
Well, I think all of Nike stuff is like that. Of course, you got to pay for this money you're paying her for her endorsement, her signature, her images and everything else.
Well, she's considered the best female basketball player of all time. She's broken records that were barely set to begin with.
She can outplay and outshoot half the dudes.
I'd like to see her just on a regular NBA team instead of WNBA. Honestly, she's scrappy.
But anyway, she has the shoe deal coming out, and she is really going to cash in on that.
Hey, Nike, call me. We could do a Wake Up with the Wolf morning show shoe or something.
By the way, Under Armour and Adidas had offers on the table. She turned them down to go with Nike.
Well, she's a smart girl for that.
Girl, when you call it quits, you could.
Birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today, tomorrow, and Sunday. That's right. It's the weekend birthday list, the biggest birthday party around. Here's hoping you RSVP'd, and let's do it right now. Happy birthday today to Justin Coleman of Kernersville, Emilia Gross of Oak Ridge, David Garner of Reedsville, Camden Gora of Kernersville, 17 today, Conrad Hardy from Wahlberg, Dana Siegel of Galax, Virginia.
Hey, shout out hometown.
Chase Wall of Yakinville. Casey Scott of Mount Airy. Archer Graham of Chatham, Virginia, who's 8 years old today. Jacob Marchand of Winston-Salem is 13. And sweet little Caden Calhoun, my little Caden bug, is 4 years old today. We'll celebrate him tomorrow afternoon. Hope you have a great birthday, pal. Celebrating tomorrow, Sarah Danner of Kernersville, who works at Tucker's Grill. We love Sarah. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Sarah. Enjoy your day today.
She is the sweetest thing. Natalie Wall of Winston-Salem will be 15 tomorrow. Riley Boiler of Kernersville will be 10 tomorrow. George Jacobs of Burlington celebrating along with Shelby Craven of Wahlberg, who will be 9. Sarita Leonard of Eden. Victoria Long of Winston-Salem. Levi Hensley of Kernersville will be 9 tomorrow. Brenda Cox of Summerfield. Adam Covington. Joseph Harris of Lexington. Billy Turner of High Point, Tyler Collins of Winston-Salem, Stephen Baker of Kernersville, Kelsey Garner of Thomasville, Victor Brogan of Summerfield, Danielle Pearson of Kernersville, Jennifer Smyers of Tobaccoville, Dwight Simpson of Greensboro, and Natalie Wall of Walmart Cove will be 15 tomorrow. And I'm pretty sure she probably still thinks I'm loud every year.
You are loud.
I know. And Got Talks Too Much on my report card. You're welcome. And for Sunday, Leanne Harrell of Greensboro, Juanita Bernal of Burlington.
Juanita
will be 30 on Sunday. Happy birthday, Juanita. Christopher Blake of Kernersville celebrating along with Carrie Turner of Stoneville. Noah Ledenham of Ashboro will be 14 on Sunday. Salem Marceau of Greensboro celebrating. Samantha Castle of Kernersville. Scarlett and Kelly Tuggle of Burlington. I believe that's a mother-daughter combo, both sharing the same special day. Grayson Dodson of Hillsboro will be 12. Emily Greenwood of Trinity. Diane Andrews of Burlington. Jackson Long of Archdale will be 13. Randy and Carolyn Schreiner of Eden will celebrate 12 years of blissful marriage on Sunday.
Never had a fight.
And my girl, Miss Carrie Underhill of Kernersville, will have her birthday on Sunday as well. Shout out to Under Park Golf Lounge. Someone's birthday is today, Rick Mitchell of Thomasville, and tomorrow, Tyler Ray will be 27. So we're all over the place, but happy birthday to you if you're celebrating, and just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's New Music Friday.
Yes, so we're going to do the Annie Camp Pick of the Week. We did it yesterday. But we're going to move them to Friday. So I thought, well, I'm not going to play the same song I played yesterday. Of course, we have to give you something new. And so Fridays, new music always rolls out. Ernest has the newest country album out right now, Nashville, Tennessee. He's got quite a few collaborations with quite a few artists, including Lainey Wilson, who was the pick of the week yesterday for their What If I Could, which is killer. There's also Morgan Wallen, Hardy, and Jelly Roll on this track. And so they got together, him and Ernest did, and they cut this one called I Went to College and I Went to Jail. We're going to play the full thing for you right now.
I went to
college. 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3.
Today's two, top
1.
3.
Number one on today's top three would be where you could have the next coolest birthday party around. And as the birthday queen, I would know where all the cool birthday parties are.
Yes.
This one is a little unorthodox, but I think we've tapped into a new market. You could have your next birthday party at Lowe's Foods.
First of all, when I hear that, I want one of their cakes. Their cakes are delicious.
The Cakery there. Man? Oh.
Yeah, it's delicious. And when you start looking at the price of these birthday parties, you're getting ready to spend, baby.
$120, up to 12 kids and an unlimited adults for these parties.
Cheap!
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I just went through a birthday party phase in December. I couldn't find one under $300 for 12 children.
It's crazy. That's the new parents' hell, the kids' birthday parties.
You have no idea. As long as your store has a community table, which is typically any of the newly remodeled stores in the Triad.
And many of them, it's right as you go in, just off the produce area there. That's where mine is. I go to Jamestown usually.
Now, they have little bulletins you can go pick up, but they offer like a pizza palooza party where you make your own pizza with all your own toppings to share with your friends. The Birdie Bash is like a fried chicken meal, and some other fun things come along with that. There's a tea lightful tea party. There's a tour of the store. There's a also like the seasonal craft parties they do. Like you would build a gingerbread house at Christmas time or something like that. Lots of flexibility here. They're open to ideas, it seems, and there's tons of things you can utilize within the store, from the cakery to the catering platters to the florist to the balloons. So really, it's an all-inclusive, all-in kind of party with them for such a cheap price. Plus, they do private events and like adult stuff. So you can do an adult birthday party or adult event. Wine and cheese pairing, tea parties, beers and brats, cake decorating, floral design and wine. And my favorite one that sounds so good is the Smokehouse Tapas.
Yeah, it sounds good too. I could have a meeting of my secret club there.
You could, which would be really, really cool to do. And in this, it gives you the prices of things. So like if you did the Smokehouse Tapas and taps, it's literally a 5-course tapas dinner with the best of their smoked meats, side dishes, and a flight of local beer. It's $25 per guest. 5 courses and a flight of beer for $25 a person is not bad at all. Yeah. So plenty of things for them to do, stuff for you to utilize. Really cool. So reach out to your local Lowe's Foods if this sounds like something could be right up your alley.
If you're new to town, Lowe's Foods is a great store with a bar in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Shop and drink. Number two for today's top three. We talked about this last year when it came around, and we're going to highlight it again. Summer jobs for teens through the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office. They have lots of positions available. They went from like 7 or 8 businesses last year to over 20 this year. Plenty of space for these kids. They just want to get them off the street. They want to get them in productive places. And basically, it's just kind of like getting your foot in the door in maybe a potential business like beauty, interior design, restaurants, retail attendants, lifeguards, and tons more. And I just think it's a really cool opportunity provided by the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office to hook them up with these companies that are willing to do it. 15 and up is how old you have to be. And they can get you hooked up with them. You contact our friend, Shelly Whitman, at the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office. They also have it on their Facebook page. You can reach out there. Or 917-7001 is the number to call if you'd like to place your student for a summer job.
Call Shelly, because Shelly sure enough do you right.
Show enough.
Yeah.
And then number three for today's top three, we do the Annie Camp Pick of the Week. And yes, if you were here, we did it yesterday. But don't fret, Dale. It's okay. You got time. It's Annie Camp Pick of the Week. And so yesterday we did Ernest off his new album with Lainey Wilson, which was a killer song, What If I Could. But today I decided, let's dive back into Ernest, because he's the newest country track, country album out there. And so off his Nashville, Tennessee album is a song that he decided to do with Jelly Roll. Now he has a couple songs with a couple of really big artists, like I said, Lainey, Hardy. And so now he's done one with Jelly Roll. And this one's called I Went to College and I Went to Jail. So here's a little sneak peek.
If you're going to see my son's dorm room, is a lot like a cell.
I believe that. So, yeah, that was the Annie Camp Pick of the Week number two for this week on New Music Friday. We just played it at 8:05 if you missed the full song. Of course, you can get it anywhere. It's streaming, and it's on YouTube, et cetera, et cetera.
I told my mama. I told my friends when it...
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Julie from Lexington.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great now.
Okay, here we go. I have three questions for you. It's Annie Knows Everybody. I won't tell you whether you're right or wrong. We'll compare answers when Annie gets back in the room. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Annie, get out of here.
Bye.
Bye,
Joy.
Woohoo!
And question number one, Joy. Katy Perry thinks this guy is on a roll and should replace her on American Idol. Who is he?
Lionel Richie,
all right. Number two, Chris Jansen's music video for What You See Is What You Get drops today with what major acting star in it with him? Who is that?
Luke Perry,
all right. Next, he is the sheriff of Forsyth County. Who is he?
Man, I live in Davidson County. I don't remember know that one.
Okay, you want to pass?
Pass.
Pass it is. All right, let me get her back in here. Annie! Come on back in here. Joy was on the struggle bus.
Oh, no, Joy.
I'm on the struggle bus these days.
Let's see what happens with you. Annie, number one, Katy Perry thinks this guy's on a roll and should replace her on American Idol.
Jelly Roll
is right. It's Jelly Roll. Number two, Chris Jansen's music video for What You See Is What You Get drops today with what major acting star in it with him?
I love this song. It's The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And finally, he is the sheriff for Forsyth County.
You know, I don't know if I would know this if I... I don't know. I just... Sheriff Bobby Kimbrough.
Yeah, Bobby Kimbrough is his name. Congratulations to you, Annie, by the way.
Well, thank you.
You're still undefeated. She's tough to beat. Unfortunately, it's time for you to admit the truth.
I'm Joy from Lexington, and Annie knows everybody.
Them neon lights look good on you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.